Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a cold front sinking southward. This front produced some storms to the north, and it will affect our counties near the Virginia line. I'll show you who has the best chance of severe weather.
Breaking news, at least one person is dead after a crash in Holly Springs. Coming up, what we've learned from deputies in the last 30 minutes.
FAA has just showed up here in Rocky Mount to investigate a plane crash here behind me that happened at around 9:30 last night. Coming up, I'll tell you if anybody was hurt.
And today is a historic day as the first criminal trial of a former president gets underway. As Donald Trump gets ready to appear in court this morning, a local expert weighs in on what we can expect.
And today is the deadline to file taxes with the IRS. We'll tell you when you can expect to see that refund check in the mail. If you got those taxes done early, for all you procrastinators, that deadline's midnight tonight. Yeah, it is 8 o'clock. Welcome to your Monday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. Weather-wise, starting out pretty nice for us. Lots of sunshine. It's going to be a nice warm day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garter is tracking the potential for some severe weather up north.
Yeah, all the counties that are adjacent to the Virginia line are in a level 1 risk. And then over in Northampton County, just a sliver there of level 2. Same thing, just a tiny bit. Of Mecklenburg County. And interestingly enough, so this cold front that I showed you a second ago is going to settle here near the Virginia line and really stay there this evening, producing a few storms. We won't see anything south of that. But during the day tomorrow, it will settle southward, and that'll bring a better chance for some showers and storms for the rest of the viewing area for tomorrow. Here's a look at where that front is right now. We'll follow it on Futurecast from lunchtime all the way until 5 o'clock. Once we get to 9 or 10, we begin to see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms, and then those are over by around 3 or 4 a.m. Then the front slips southward and brings us a chance for Tuesday afternoon and evening, and I'll show you the timeline for that coming up in just a bit. It's a beautiful morning over Warrenton. Look at that gorgeous blue sky, 61 degrees in the triangle, and the dew point's creeping up a little bit into the 50s. As long as it stays in the 50s, it'll feel comfortable, and that's exactly what we're expecting for this afternoon, even with a high of 88 degrees. It's still 55 in Roxboro, but we're starting to see some of those low 60s. Our warm spot, 64 in Southern Pines, and it will be a fast warm-up. We're going to hit the 80s by lunchtime, and we'll see 88 degrees. Now, that seems hot, and it is well above normal for this time of year, but still not a record. The records are in the low 90s this time of year. Brian?
It is 8:02. We've been following breaking news in New Hill in southwestern Wake County. A bad crash this morning on Avant Ferry Road at Rex Road, and we have some new information in the past few minutes. Let's go live to the scene. Check in with WRL's Kelsey Coffey, and it's a sad update, Kelsey.
Brian, we just learned within the last 15 minutes that at least one person died during this crash. So if this is a part of your morning commute, then you should probably only see these couple of deputy vehicles right here. They blocked off Avant Ferry Road from here at New Hill Holman Road to Center Hill Drive. That's about a mile away. Police say only one car was involved, so we're working to find out more information about the person who was killed and what led up to this crash. But Brian, in the meantime, what can you tell people about how to avoid this as a part of their morning commute?
Unfortunately, Kelsey, there are not too many great alternate routes because it's a fairly rural area there near Harris Lake and New Hill. Just need to be prepared for a little bit of a detour there on Avant Ferry Road approaching that Rex Road, New Hill Holloman Road intersection. We've been watching a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh just in the past few minutes on 440 westbound right around Sunnybrook Road. Some pretty heavy delays showing up from Rock Quarry Road through the I-40 split out towards Sunnybrook Road. Reportedly, this involves a motorcycle. As we take a look at that live camera at 440 at Sunnybrook, you can see those backups there. Looks like most of the activity is on the right shoulder, so I'm not getting any indication that we have any lanes blocked, but if you are heading through that area, look out for that emergency response on the right shoulder of 440 westbound. Elsewhere around the triangle this morning, we're looking at pretty typical conditions for a Monday morning commute. We are watching some delays in both directions of 885 in Durham, seeing about an 8-minute delay on the northbound side and a 6-minute slowdown on the southbound side right there around the 147 merge.
Neighbors in Rocky Mount woke up to a bizarre sight, a plane that crashed right onto their street. It happened just before midnight on West Raleigh Boulevard. Nick Perlin is there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker this morning. And Nick, authorities say the pilot was able to walk away without any injuries, but the plane is still there.
It's pretty miraculous, actually, given the circumstances and given just how wild this scene is here. You can see that plane crashing here right on that road. I can also tell you right now, FAA, you can see a guy in a gray suit here. He's now investigating, trying to find out more information of this crash. I'm going to zoom in a little bit and give you a better look at what's going on right now. You can see law enforcement as well as FAA starting to investigate what exactly happened and what exactly caused that crash. You can see them working right here. I can tell you there is a lot of damage, obviously. You can see one of the wings actually was clipped off when it ended up crashing. The other wing, you can see right by that law enforcement officer, it's crashed. It's crumpled up and obviously has pretty severe damage. We do know from law enforcement, once this plane was heading down, it actually clipped a bus stop right next door. Luckily, nobody was there when that happened. But since we arrived here at 2 a.m., police have had this entire stretch of West Raleigh Boulevard completely blocked off, all the way from Edwards Street down to Nashville Road, just down the street a little bit. Now, even when I was here at 2 a.m., several people were here, and they were expressing shock and disbelief at what you're looking at right now. Take a listen to what one woman told me early this morning.
We was driving home and seeing that the road was blocked off, and look at there. There's a daggone plane done crashed in the middle of the street. It's incredible. I never seen anything like it before in my life.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary indeed. Like I said, FAA is on the scene investigating this crash. Once we have more information about what led to it, we'll be sure to update you. Live in Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
And more breaking news. Police are on the campus of North Carolina A&T University, and they say someone fired shots inside a residence hall. The school issued an Aggie alert just after midnight. The alert says that shots were fired inside Barbie Hall. No injuries were reported. School officials are asking people to stay away from that area while police investigate. And breaking news, a portion of North New Hope Road reopened just before 3 after a crash that left 4 people hurt. Police say the head-on crash happened early this morning. 2 adults and 2 children were in one of the cars. Were taken to the hospital by a passerby. They are expected to recover. The driver of the other car stayed on the scene. Police have not said if anyone will face any charges. Happening today, for the first time in history, a criminal trial for a former president of the United States is getting started. Today, prosecutors and lawyers for Donald Trump will begin jury selection in Trump's hush money trial in New York. All told, the trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Trump will be in court today. He's expected to be there every day until the jury reaches a verdict. He is charged with 34 low-level felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up secrets from voters during the 2016 campaign. That includes the Stormy Daniels situation, a $130,000 hush money payment that was mislabeled as legal services is at the center of the case. WRAL spoke with Shane Stansberry. He's a Duke law professor and former federal prosecutor about what we can expect to see in this trial.
The things that I'm going to be looking for in the case early on are how the prosecution presents its theory of the case. The expectation is that this is going to be presented as a case about elections, and that the falsification was for the purpose of committing to cover up election crimes.
Jury selection is expected to last at least a week. Trump says he's considering doing campaign events at night after attending court each day. And time is running out. If you still need to file your taxes, that deadline is coming up in just over 12 hours at midnight tonight. And if you don't think you'll be ready to file by midnight, you can receive a file extension that'll give you an extra 6 months. Now, keep in mind that extension is only to file your return. You still have to pay any outstanding balance to the IRS. If you don't, you'll get a 5% penalty on your unpaid taxes each month you're late. Maybe you've already filed and you haven't received your return yet. That's okay. The Department of Revenue says those returns are not delayed. If you haven't received your return yet, you should within the next 2 weeks. First Lady Jill Biden will visit North Carolina today. She'll travel to Greenville and Greensboro. The longtime teacher plans to highlight the importance of expanding career-connected learning in high schools and colleges. She'll make stops at Pitt Community College and Guilford Technical Community College. You can read more about the First Lady's visit on WRAL.com. Coming up, the man accused of killing Alicia Watts and leaving her body near a cemetery is due in court today. What we know about the case as James Dunmore faces a judge again today. Plus, the way decaffeinated coffee is made can leave some harmful chemicals on the beans. We'll explain the call to ban these chemicals and the effects they can have on your body. Elizabeth.
We have some hot weather in our forecast for this week, 80s all the way through Saturday, and a few chances for showers and thunderstorms. One of those is late tonight, another tomorrow afternoon and evening. I'll walk you through it.
Welcome back on your Monday morning as we look live over a beautiful sunny Fenton in Cary. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Sunshine, really the theme this week, and warm temperatures. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, we're going to feel like summer today.
It really is. We're looking at temperatures in the upper 80s. And you know what goes with summer weather? Scattered thunderstorms. We're tracking this front up to the north. It has been producing some showers and storms, especially overnight last night. It's kind of settled down at this point, but it will continue to drift southward and produce the potential for some scattered storms right along the Virginia line. All the counties that border Virginia are in a level one risk, except up here in Northampton County, it's a level two risk, and just a tiny bit of Mecklenburg County, Virginia. That's really where the storms will be, much less the chance of severe weather. We're not likely to see any storms from the Triangle area southward, but again, along the Virginia line, we could see some wind damage in that level two area over there in Northampton County. Some large hail. It's doesn't really look like a severe weather threat. But around 9 or 10 o'clock, we start to see some of those showers or storms, and they dissipate by around 3 or 4 a.m. Then the front sinks southward, and that will create the potential for some scattered storms as we get through the afternoon on Tuesday. So at 9 a.m., we're seeing partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. But then during the afternoon, we cloud up, and by the time we get to 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we begin to see some showers and storms developing along the warm front. The warm front lifts northward and pushes that line of showers and thunderstorms eastward, and it's really out of the view area about around 9 or 10 o'clock. So late afternoon into the evening on Tuesday, we'll have a chance of some scattered storms. Not looking at a whole lot of rain really either day. A quarter of an inch, maybe a half an inch or so. Once we get past Tuesday, we're dry Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but we do have a chance of some showers and possibly some thunderstorms over the weekend. Here's Saturday morning. We're nice and dry. As we get into the afternoon and the evening, we have the potential for a few scattered showers and storms. This is a brand new run of the computer model, and it is much drier for us on Saturday. This takes us out to Sunday at 9 a.m. And then late Sunday, we start to see more of this rain moving in, especially Sunday night. Looks like it would continue into Monday as well. Of course, we get lots and lots of computer model runs, a bunch of them between now and the weekend. So keep watching that timeline. There's going to be a system close by, and we'll continue to adjust the timing of the rain. But certainly, it doesn't look like a washout. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now, Elizabeth, and we are still following that closure in the New Hill area, that fatal crash out on Avant Ferry Road right around Rex Road. Live pictures from Sky 5 over the scene show where they are still working to get this cleared up. It was a single vehicle crash, and we learned that one person died in that crash. Still working to gather more information about it. But that section of Avant Ferry Road, just before you get to the New Hill-Holloman, Bartley-Holloman Road area, is going to be closed for a while as they work to get this cleared and investigated. It looks like the tow truck is out there trying to get that cleared. It's a fairly rural area still. Expect a detour as you head through there on Avant Ferry Road, just to the west of Holly Springs. We still have this crash reported on 440 westbound near Sunnybrook Road on the southeast side of Raleigh. Still seeing some delays as you come in from the Rock Quarry Road area. Here's a look at that live camera, and it looks like that right shoulder is blocked with activity, and they may have that right lane blocked. I'm seeing some vehicles trying to move over into that next lane coming in from Garner on 40 westbound onto 440 westbound. So expect some delays in both the 440 westbound lanes and I-40 westbound lanes coming in from Garner there toward the southeast side of Raleigh. Elsewhere around the Triangle, watching some backups on 440 westbound this morning between Glenwood Avenue and Wade Avenue, and some big backups out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. About an 8-minute delay now coming in from the 98 interchange toward 540.
Thanks, Brian. Today, the man accused of killing Moore County woman Alicia Watts is due back in a courtroom. James Dunmore is expected to face a judge in Montgomery County again today. He's charged with killing Watts last year. Her body was found in August behind a cemetery in Montgomery County, more than a month after she disappeared. Last month, Dunmore's attorney asked for him to be released on bond while he awaits trial. That came after an autopsy ruled Watts' cause of death to be undetermined because her body was too badly decomposed. A judge denied that motion. One person is dead and at least nine others hurt after a shooting at a block party in Arkansas. It happened late Saturday night. Arkansas State Police say two of the victims were run over by cars. A 27-year-old woman died. Authorities are working to make arrests.
Jeff Hogan, the WRL Live Center. I got some brand new information here. The Washington Post is reporting, and now several other news outlets are reporting, a federal criminal investigation is underway into the bridge collapse, the Baltimore Key Bridge that left several people dead. It is now under that federal criminal investigation because the FBI and the U.S. Coast Guard, as they lead this criminal investigation into the disaster, they're asking questions about whether the crew failed to report an earlier issue with that ship that delayed its departure, but they still allowed it to leave. So after the bridge collapsed and those six construction workers were on it and plunged into that river and died, the National Transportation Safety Board has been investigating this and what caused it, but they're also now looking into this criminally.
All right, thanks, Jeff. More than 250 survivors of the deadly bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, are taking legal action against Britain's domestic intelligence agency. Lawyers from three law firms say they have submitted a group claim to the UK's their powers tribunal. The 2017 attack killed 22 people as thousands of young fans were leaving Grande's concert. More than 100 others were injured. The bomber died in the explosion, and an official inquiry reported that Britain's domestic intelligence agency, M15, did not act quick enough on key information and missed an opportunity to prevent that bombing. Four people have been arrested and charged in the disappearance of two women last month who were traveling through Oklahoma. Authorities say Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly never arrived at their destination. Investigators are still searching for the women, but say they do suspect something criminal happened to them. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says their abandoned car was found near a highway south of the Kansas and Oklahoma border. The four people arrested are facing murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy charges. It's still unclear what, if any, relationship the suspects had with the missing women. According to the CDC, teenagers are three times more likely to be in a crash than drivers over the age of 20. A group made a stop in Raleigh this weekend to try and change those numbers. Brakes was founded in 2008 by racing driver Doug Herbert after his two sons were killed in a car crash. The program has trained thousands of teens across the country for free. Instructors visited the Highway Patrol driving and training facility off Tryon Road.
Thing we can to provide try to provide the skills necessary to make sure nobody's involved in a fatal car crash.
According to their brakes, teens who go through their program are 64% less likely to get in a crash within their first 3 years. Health advocacy groups are calling for a ban in a chemical used to make decaffeinated coffee. The Breast Cancer Prevention Partners and the Center for Environmental Health are raising concerns to the FDA. A common way to remove caffeine from coffee includes boiling the beans and then soaking them in chemicals. That chemical is often used in nail polish remover, and the FDA allows a small amount of the chemicals to remain on beans that are sold. The groups are arguing that exposure to the chemicals can now cause drowsiness, numbness, and nausea.
Today is Red Nose Day, and this week we can expect some special guests in the area to help raise awareness. The Harlem Globetrotters are bringing their talents to Raleigh to help support children facing poverty. On Wednesday, the team will play at PNC Arena. A portion of all ticket sales will go toward Red Nose Day, an annual fundraising campaign to help keep kids safe, healthy, and educated. The Globetrotters will also be in Fayetteville Friday the 19th.
Today, NC State will celebrate its historic college basketball season. Crowds packed the front of the bell tower to honor both the men and women's postseason runs all the way to the Final Four. You're invited to do it one more time at a special event tonight. It all starts at 8 o'clock at the foot of the bell tower. Both Wolfpack teams will be there with coaches Kevin Keats and Wes Moore. The city of Raleigh will close Hillsborough Street between Oberlin Road and Horn Street for the event. Parking will be available after 5 at Reynolds Coliseum Parking Deck, the Jeter Bays and the SAS Lot, and the Dan Allen Deck. WREL will also bring the entire celebration right to your living room. You can watch the whole thing live on WREL News Plus. That's available over the air, Channel 34, Spectrum Channel 1257, and on your smart TV. You can also watch on WREL.com or the WREL News app. A small plane crash in Rocky Mount had many people turning their heads late last night and also this morning. Coming up, what we know as the FAA gets to the scene to investigate. Plus today, the armorer on the movie set of Rust will get her sentence, what the judge will consider in her sentencing.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are in for a really nice warm day, but parts of our northern counties could see some rain and storms. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us who.
We have a level one risk in our counties that border Virginia. This is where we could see a little bit of isolated wind damage overnight tonight. And then there in Northampton County, it's a level two risk. More likely to be a hail threat than it is a tornado threat. And this is the timeline for our northern counties, likely around 9 to 10, and it may continue until around maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We check out Apex, looking beautiful, clear skies. I'm heading out the door. Temperatures are feeling comfortable. We're getting into the low and mid 60s right now, and it's going to be a toasty afternoon. We hit 81 at lunchtime. If you are going to be exercising this evening, temperatures are still going to be in the mid 80s, but the humidity will be low, Brian.
Elizabeth, just in, we are getting a crash here on camera at Wendell Falls Parkway at I-87. Looks like this is on the side of that interchange where you turn from Wendell's Parkway onto 87 southbound. You can see that a couple of vehicles are involved with that, not affecting traffic on 87 itself, but there at Wendell Falls Parkway, you likely will run into at least a little bit of trouble getting through that interchange. Also this morning, we have a crash on 440 westbound around Sunnybrook Road, apparently involving a motorcycle. Looks like everything's over on the right shoulder. We're seeing some delays on that ramp from 40 westbound onto 440 westbound this morning. Scoot over into those center lanes.
Thanks, Brian. We're following breaking news out of Rocky Mount, where a small plane crashed on the side of West Raleigh Boulevard. It happened around 11:30 last night between Nashville Road and Edwards Street. Police say the pilot walked away uninjured. The FAA will be at the scene around 8 o'clock to investigate. And next on Fox 50, we're following breaking news of shots fired investigation on NC A&T's campus.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a cold front that brought some scattered thunderstorms just to our north. It's likely to settle across our area tonight with a chance the storms are part of the viewing area. I'll show you where.
Breaking news, at least one person is dead after a crash in Holly Springs. Coming up, what we've learned from deputies in the last 45 minutes. Plus, neighbors in Rocky Mount are waking up to a crash plane right in their neighborhood. Hear from one of them who couldn't help but check it out when they drove by. And Donald Trump is preparing for the first criminal trial of a former president in U.S. history. What we can expect from that trial. We have that and so much more to get you caught up on your Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Our Monday should stay mostly dry, but there is a slight severe weather risk for folks in our northern counties. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner walks us through what we need to know.
The counties that border Virginia are under a level one risk, except right there in Northampton County, where it's a level two, and then a small sliver of Mecklenburg County, Virginia, in that level two risk. We could see some large hail. This is not looking like a big tornado risk. And honestly, if you're not right near the Virginia line, this front is not likely to bring us any showers and thunderstorms for tonight, but it will probably by tomorrow. So here's a look at where it is. Checking out Futurecast, you can watch that front slipping southward, and it will produce some scattered showers and storms starting around 9 or 10 o'clock. Those will likely fizzle out by around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And then that front continues to shift southward, and then tomorrow afternoon and evening, we'll see a better chance for showers and storms across the rest of the viewing area. It's a pretty morning here in Warrenton with just beautiful clear skies, 61 in the triangle. Our dew point's 52. That still keeps us in the nice category. When we start to see temperatures climbing into the 80s, we start to think about that humidity, you know, especially as we get into May and June. But it looks like it'll be on the lower side. I'll show you that coming up in just a few minutes. 57 in Roxborough. Elsewhere, we're climbing into the low to mid 60s right now. Definitely warmer than it was this time yesterday. And it'll be a quick warm up into the 80s at lunchtime. We'll see high of 88 this afternoon. Still not a record. Records are low 90s, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is now 8:32. I'm watching a crash in in the Wendell area at Wendell Falls Parkway at I-87. You can see all that activity there on the left side of your screen. Apparently, this is a crash with injuries blocking that ramp from Wendell Falls Parkway onto I-87 southbound. Good news is that we're not picking up any delays on 87 southbound itself as you head through Knightdale. Just want to keep that in mind if you use that Wendell Falls Parkway interchange. Getting to 87 southbound might be a little tricky this morning. Elsewhere around the triangle, we have been watching some delays in the southeast part of Raleigh with a crash on 440 westbound right around Sunnybrook Road. You can see some of those backups on 40 westbound coming out of Garner heading up that ramp to the 440 westbound split. As we take a live look at the camera, you can see a state trooper out there. Right shoulder of 440 westbound is blocked right there at the merge. Traffic is pretty busy right through there, but it looks like we have lanes open. People are just slowing down as they should around those flashing lights. Reports of a crash over in Hillsboro of 40 eastbound near the 70 connector in the Eflin community. You can see a little bit of a backup showing up on those sensor readings between Eflin and the I-85 I-40 split, adding up to about a 10-minute delay overall coming in from Mebane this morning. You might consider using 70 as an alternate route, but looks like it's clearing up pretty quickly. Elsewhere around the triangle, typical slowdowns on 885 in both directions in Durham, but elsewhere in Durham, we're not hearing about any big problems. We have been following some breaking news in the New Hill community in southwestern Wake County, not too far from Holly Springs. A crash on Avon Ferry Road at Rex Road, still blocked there at Avon Ferry Road. Kelsey Coffey, live at the scene this morning with an update. New information that you got from deputies just a little while ago.
Brian, I just learned from deputies in the past 45 minutes that one person was killed during this crash. It was just one car involved, so you will be able to see that there's only one deputy vehicle that's blocking the road for right now. So police have blocked off Avon Ferry Road from here at New Hill Holman Road to Center Hill Drive. That's about a mile away. So we're working to get some more information to figure out what led up to this crash and any information about the person that was killed. So we'll be sure to keep you updated as we find out more. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Holly Springs.
More breaking news. Police on the campus of North Carolina A&T say someone fired shots inside a residence hall. The Greensboro University issued an Aggie alert just after midnight. The alert says shots were fired inside Barbie Hall. No injuries were reported. School officials are asking people to stay away from that area while police investigate. And more breaking news, a portion of North New Hope Road in Raleigh reopened just before 3 after a crash that left 4 people hurt. Raleigh police say the head-on crash happened early this morning. 2 adults and 2 children who were in one of the cars were taken to the hospital by a passerby. They are expected to recover. The driver of the other car stayed on scene. Police have not said whether anyone will face charges.
Happening today, for the first time in history, a former president of the United States will be in a courtroom for a criminal trial. Donald Trump is charged with 34 low-level felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up efforts to hide scandalous secrets from voters during the 2016 campaign. So here's what we're expecting today. Prosecutors and lawyers for Trump will begin interviewing hundreds of prospective jurors in a New York court. People who are in the pool of potential jurors will be asked dozens of questions each, and those questions are designed to determine whether they can be impartial. Some of the questions will be like those for any trial. Duke law professor and former federal prosecutor Shane Stansbury says jurors will face some questions unique to this case as well.
Be more pointed questions about whether they follow Donald Trump on Truth Social or whether they're part of groups like the Proud Boys, all sorts of questions like that to try to get a better sense of who this group is. And under state law, under the New York process, the lawyers will get to ask follow-up questions to those jurors, and that can take some time.
Jury selection is expected to take at least a week. All told, the trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Trump will be expected in court every day.
Time is running out for you to file your tax returns. The deadline is midnight tonight. WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us what people need to know if they're scrambling to get this done before the deadline.
We're expecting to see some people rushing here to the post office to file their taxes, and you may be one of those people that's getting their paperwork together at the last minute today. If you don't think you'll be ready to file by midnight, you can receive a file extension. Keep in mind that extension is only to file your return. You still have to pay any outstanding balance to the IRS. If you don't, you'll get a 5% penalty on your unpaid taxes each month you're late. And even if you're scrambling at the last minute to file, remember, review your information before you send it.
We've heard from viewers who already filed and are still waiting on their state returns. The Department of Revenue says those returns are not delayed. They just started issuing them last month. If you already filed a while back and you're still waiting on that state return, you should be receiving that within the next 2 weeks. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Today, the unrest in the Middle East. An hours-long Israeli war cabinet meeting ended without a decision on how they'll respond to Iran's missile and drone attack. President Biden and senior members of his national security team told their counterparts the U.S. will not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Iran launched the attack in response to a strike widely blamed on Israel and Syria this month and killed two Iranian generals.
A road in Rocky Mount reopened just before 6 this morning after it was closed all night following a crash that left at least one person dead. The crash happened just after 8 last night on U.S. 64 alternate near Strickland Road. Two cars were involved. You can see in this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker that they were heavily damaged. Investigators are working to learn how the crash happened. Today, the armorer from the set of the movie Rust will learn her sentence. A judge will sentence Hannah Gutierrez-Reed today. A jury found her guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the onset shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez-Reed was responsible for gun safety on the movie set. She faces up to 18 months in prison.
Well, some people in Rocky Mount are waking up to a plane crash right in front of their homes. Take a look at this wrecked plane here. It crashed around 9:30 last night on West Raleigh Boulevard between Nashville Road and Edwards Street. Nick Perlin was there all morning in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker as the FAA began their investigation.
Neighbors in this Rocky Mount area woke up completely stunned after finding out a plane crashed right next to their home Sunday night. Miraculously, the pilot was able to walk away from the crash. Now take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You can see part of this wing broken off when the plane crashed, and you can see the other wing smashed on the ground and crunched up. Now, we're told from law enforcement when the plane was crashing, it actually clipped that bus stop. Law enforcement has had this stretch of West Raleigh Boulevard blocked off from Edwards Street all the way down to Nashville Road. Even in the early hours this morning, people couldn't help themselves but stop and take a look at this extraordinary sight.
We was driving home and seeing that the road was blocked off, and look at there. There's a daggone plane done crashed in the middle of the street. It's incredible. I never seen anything like it before in my life.
FAA is currently on scene trying to learn more about what led up to this crash. Once we have more details, we'll be sure to update you. In Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
In just a few hours, more than 30,000 runners will hit the streets for the Boston Marathon. The race field will include runners from all 50 states and more than 129 countries. The first wave of runners will start the 26.2-mile race at 10 o'clock this morning. This year marks the 128th running of the Boston Marathon.
Scottie Scheffler has another green jacket. On Sunday, the top-ranked player in the world clinched his second Masters. Scheffler won the tournament by four strokes. He also won the Masters back in 2022. He'll try to win another major next month at the PGA Championship in Louisville. After that, it'll be the U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2 in June.
We have an update in the search for Blake and London Devon. Coming up, here from the mother of London Devon after Fayetteville police gave a tragic update.
Plus, if you're in need of a new and improved car seat for those growing kiddos, we have a deal to tell you about. Stick around for a way to recycle your old car seat and get a discount for a new one.
And we'll take you live out to a beautiful sunny Roxborough this morning. Coming up after the break, Elizabeth Gardner gives us the timeline for possible thunderstorms today and the summer-like heat we have on tap this week.
Four 844 and a live look at Zebulon this morning. Lots and lots of sunshine. We have blue sky everywhere. And a quick warm-up for us today. Right now it's 61, but we'll hit 81 by noon, so just in a few hours. And then in the upper 80s for highs this afternoon. Our wind is light now, southwest at 5. You know, we had such a windy end to the week, and even the weekend was fairly windy. Our winds are really starting to settle down now. We have a quieter pattern in our forecast, at least somewhat. 61 in Roxborough, 63 Goldsboro, 64 Southern Southern Pines. So everybody's in the low to mid 60s right now. But again, it's going to be a fast warm up, and it's a lot warmer than it was this time yesterday. Anywhere from 10 to about 15 degrees warmer. I was out early yesterday morning, and it was chilly. Our dew point's at 52 right now, so it's putting us back over toward tolerable to comfy. Looking at comfy really for this afternoon. Tuesday should be on the tolerable side. That's just a little bit more muggy feeling because of a front that'll move through and bring us a chance of some afternoon and evening storms. Add a little bit more moisture into the atmosphere, making it feel slightly more muggy, but nothing that's terribly uncomfortable, and it feels good Wednesday and Thursday. So even though temperatures are going to be hot in the 80s, we don't see that big push of moisture into the area, making it feel really humid. So not bad there, that 88 in Raleigh and Durham, 89 in Fayetteville. It will be a dry heat like they like to talk about out west. 72 is our normal high. We're way above that all the way through Friday, but a front will come through over the weekend and help to drop our temperatures by Sunday. We check out satellite and radar, and you can see that cold front up to the north. That cold front's going to drop in on us tonight and help to bring the chance of some scattered storms. Our counties that border Virginia are in a level one risk, except we do have level two for Northampton and a very small bit of Mecklenburg County. Elsewhere, we're not likely to see any thunderstorms, but some of those storms that drop southward along with that front could produce some wind damage or some large hail. Here's future cast. Very slowly, that front sinks southward. That's 5 p.m. By 9 to 10, we're seeing some of those thunderstorms along the Virginia line. By around 3 or 4 o'clock, that's over. And then for tomorrow, we'll see partly cloudy skies. We'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms that start to develop late afternoon along that front. And then that front lifts northward away from us and takes those showers and storms with it. But we may still see some of those through very early Wednesday morning. After that, Wednesday, we'll start to see some gradual clearing in the afternoon. We're still looking at highs in the 80s. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have another system that comes in. It may mainly affect our southern counties. We'll be watching that more closely as the weekend gets closer to us.
And breaking news out of the WR Live Center happening right now. Tesla is planning on reducing its global workforce by more than 10% of its staff. There was an internal memo Elon Musk put out that found its way out of the company, and it says in it, falling sales and an intensifying price war for electric vehicles. A couple of reasons behind this. Their first quarter sales fell for the first time in nearly 4 years. So Tesla, according to Musk, grew so fast early on that some jobs were duplicated. So they have more than 140,000 employees as of this past December. They didn't say how many of the jobs would be affected, but more than 10%. We're talking close to 15,000 people. Some of those workers are in the California plant. Some are in Texas. They've already been notified about the layoffs coming.
Jeff, thanks. A man arrested after being found with a child who is missing from Durham will appear in a Raleigh courtroom today. 22-year-old Preston Baker was pulled over on I-40 Saturday afternoon by Wake County deputies. That's when they found the child who was reported as a runaway. Baker is charged with first-degree kidnapping and statutory rape.
Goldsboro police have identified the person found dead in a wooded area. Investigators say 34-year-old Kirsten Alves was found dead in a tent near Royal Avenue Sunday afternoon. Police are still working to figure out how she died, but say no foul play is involved. This is the third body found in Goldsboro in 3 days. A man was found dead in a wooded area near I-795 and West Ash Street on Friday. And then Saturday, a man was found unresponsive in the Irish Inn on Sunburst Drive and was later pronounced dead. Police say they're working to investigate the causes of both of those deaths.
Breaking news, two law enforcement officers are dead after shooting near Syracuse, New York. This happened last night in Salina, a suburb north of Syracuse. A police officer and a sheriff's deputy were shot and killed while investigating reports of a stolen car. The sheriff's department says the suspect also died at the hospital.
A tragic update in the search for Blake and London Devon. Fayetteville police say they found unidentified skeletal remains. London's biological mother opened up on camera for the first time only on WREL. And the FBI and police searched a home on Berradale Drive last week. That's the last place adoptive siblings Blake and London Devon were believed to be seen alive. However, officials say the skeletal remains were not found there. Sherry Foster, the biological mother of missing 27-year-old London Devon, says the FBI is asking her to provide DNA in the case.
All these years, I thought she just didn't want to see me. Now I found out she's missing.
WREL has also tried getting in touch with adoptive mother Avante Devin. We have not been able to reach her. Fayetteville police say testing the skeletal remains could take weeks or months.
Another jump in inflation means your family dinner is going to cost more.
Do you dread seeing your bill every time?
Yeah, I try not to look at it.
WREL investigates why grocery prices went up during the pandemic, with good reason, but have not come back down. How that $6 bag of chips is bad news for your budget and lining the pockets of corporate CEOs tonight at 6.
Major news organizations are urging President Biden and former President Trump to hold debates before November's election. About a dozen organizations, including CNN, Fox, and NPR, posted an open letter yesterday. The letter says general election debates have, quote, played a vital role in every presidential election of the past 50 years. It's not clear if the two candidates will face off on a stage ahead of the election. Biden has not publicly commented to debating Trump, although he has not ruled it out. Trump has said that he would debate Biden anytime, anywhere.
The Portland Trail Blazers are not going to the playoffs, but they wrapped up their season by giving more of their fans a chance to get into the action. At their last home game, they became the first team to offer fans with vision loss a way to experience the game through vibrations. A new technology called OnCourt tracks the game data in real time and plays it out through vibrations on a tablet.
It is telling me where the ball is at with vibration. So currently it is with the Trailblazers. I hope this thing becomes a thing and I can watch football, my husband, and hockey.
Definitely, it opens up all kinds of possibilities. For now, OnCourt is still in the testing phase. Only 8 of these prototypes exist. The company's CEO says he hopes more teams and leagues will get on board.
Target is helping parents who need to get their child a new car seat. The annual car seat trade-in event is happening now until April 27th. Target says any car seats qualify, boosters, even damaged ones. You can drop off the old car seat for a 20% off discount that can be used for a new one. You can go to guest services and talk to a worker there if you need help. The store says it has recycled more than 2.5 million car seats since 2016. Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt are processing the breakup with their Barbie and Oppenheimer characters through a Taylor Swift cover.
'Cause I was just Ken, and now I'm just Ryan.
Gosling hosted SNL this weekend, and he opened up about how he misses playing Ken. He did this through his rendition of Swift's song, All Too Well. And later, Emily Blunt tried to get him to snap out of it, but she ended up singing about her character, Kitty. Taylor Swift posted her approval of the monologue on Instagram. That is hilarious. Yeah, she loved it. Ahead of tonight's WNBA draft, Caitlin Clark made a surprise cameo on SNL. She joined Weekend Update to take Michael Che to task for his jokes making fun of women's sports. The segment ended with her presenting him with a signed apron. That's because earlier he joked about Iowa retiring her jersey and replacing it with an apron.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, if you're feeling like you need a sweet treat after filing your taxes, Krispy Kreme, they have you covered. If you buy a dozen donuts today, you can receive a second dozen for the price of sales tax. The deal is good while supplies last, and customers are limited to 2 dozen donuts.